I'm Meg Slater, the Assistant Curator in the International Exhibitions Projects Department here at the NGV. I wrote an essay called Raising the Flag for the She Persists publication, which focuses on the refugee flag designed by Yara Said, a Syrian-born Amsterdam-based artist. Said was commissioned to design the flag in 2016 by Cara Ribello and Arthur Lepori, the founders of the Refugee Nation. The Refugee Nation is a not-for-profit group that operates with assistance from many volunteers and humanitarian organisations. For She Persists, I decided to write about the refugee flag as an example of social design. A social design is made with collective and social outcomes in mind, rather than commercial objectives. I first became interested in Yara Said, the Refugee Nation, and the refugee flag while I was working on MoMA at NGV in 2018. The refugee flag was included in this exhibition. I remember being incredibly moved by Said's personal connection to the flag's design. In 2011, she was forced to embark on an almost year-long journey from Syria to Amsterdam, which took her through 9 countries. During this period, she wore a life jacket while she crossed the ocean by boat to eventually find safety in the Netherlands. The life jacket, which has become synonymous with today's refugee crisis, inspired her design. Design without walls or borders is connected to social design. When something is designed with inclusion and social needs in mind, rather than commercial outcomes, the result is a design that is capable of cutting through geographical boundaries to represent groups dispersed across the globe. Ribello and Lepori selected the flag format, which we often associate with nationalism, as a design tool. This is a subversive act. The flag format has been used to create a symbol that represents an incredibly diverse community, one that extends beyond national borders. The establishment of the Refugee Nation led to the design for the refugee flag. Ribello and Lepori founded the Refugee Nation shortly after the public announcement that the first refugee team would compete at the Rio Olympics in 2016. They believed that the team and the broader refugee community they stood to represent deserved a symbol that they could identify with. They commissioned Said to design the flag as a symbol to represent the competing athletes, as well as the many millions of people across the globe who were forcibly displaced. Said's flag design is simple yet powerful. A bright orange expanse of material pierced by a single black stripe. The design references the life jackets worn by many refugees, including Said, while making dangerous sea crossings to escape persecution or conflict in their home countries. While the flag relates to a specific refugee experience, it still communicates a global message of empowerment and acceptance of all refugees. Two of the things that fascinate me most about the refugee flag are its production process and its global reach. The flags are made using life jackets worn and discarded by migrants entering Greece by sea. Refugees based in Amsterdam then repurpose the life jackets into flags. This process is carried out in collaboration with a not-for-profit organisation called Makers Unite. Now I'll speak to the flag's global reach as a symbol for the identity and human rights of all refugees. The design being collected by institutions like the Museum of Modern Art in New York, the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, and of course, the NGV, demonstrates the design's influence beyond geographic borders. The NGV's acquisition of the refugee flag, as well as other borderless designs like Gilbert Baker's rainbow flag, recognises the potential for design to affect social change on a global scale. Collecting these designs challenges preconceptions about what kinds of designs should be collected by an art gallery, what function they should have, and what form they should take. Above all else, though, the acquisition of these flags recognises their status as important design milestones. Designers have a unique opportunity to create symbols that stand to represent the voices of marginalised people. In Said's case, she is a member of the community she seeks to represent, making her design for the refugee flag all the more powerful and personal. Yolanda Mabika, a Congolese-born Brazilian judo athlete who was part of the Team Refugee Olympic Athletes, said it best when she described the flag's ability to simultaneously represent the competing athletes and the global refugee community.